Vayter in Shas, we are in Makas Daf Yud Tes. Bring it up on the top of the page, 6 lines down. Amar Rav Sheshes Bikurim. When it comes to Bikurim, Hanacha Me'akeves Ben, it's the essential part of the process to put it down in front of the Mizbech, Kriya Enim Akeves Ben. But reading, or not reading those Psukim of Rami, it is not Ma'akev. Kemar, who is that go like? Ki Hai Tana goes according to the following Tana, the time runs in a Baisar. Biosi Omer Shlosh Dor, Mishim Shlosh Zakanim. It's the three things in the name of three Zakanim. Rashi is Zu Achas Mehen, Vukul Shnoim Bisafri. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yachl Yal Adam Meisr Shein Mishman Asab Yishalayim Yochlenu. You know, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, but we still have to take off Trumas and Meisr, so maybe you have Meisr Shein to take off, so even nowadays you should be able to take off Meisr Shein and bring it up to Yishalayim and eat it over there. Rashi says, Kasafa Kedush is Aretz, Lo Batla, Vatzach LaHafish Meisr, so the Kedush of the land wasn't Mavoton, and you have to take off the Meisr, Vikama Yachl Yal Adam Yochlenu Yishalayim, but opinion, you would think you'd bring it up over there without opinion. So back in the Gemara, Vidinu, but maybe you would think to knock this off logically, because Bechor Ton Havos Makom Umaiser Sheini Ton Havos Makom. When it comes to the Bechor, the carbon Bechor, it has to be brought to the Makom, to the place, meaning Yerushalayim, and eaten there, Umaiser Sheini, but also Ton Havos Makom. So therefore, Ma Bechor Einu El B'Fnei Abayis. You would say that only by the Bechor, it's only if it's by the time of the Beis HaMikdash, not after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, because it can be brought over there as a carbon anywhere, right? Therefore, af meiser, you know, ella bifnei abayis. You think meiser is only bifnei abayis, but we actually knocked that off because in order to say that maybe we still would be giving it because mala b'chor shekein taun matan damim ve'emurin legabe mizbeach. No, you can't compare it to the b'chor because the b'chor, that carbon, that it says also you have to put some of the dam and some of the emurim, some of the sacrificial parts have to be put on the mizbeach, and you don't have that as my sasheni at all. My sasheni is just bring it up and you eat it over there. And therefore, you can't say, you wouldn't be saying that it's only limited to when the Beis HaMikdash is there. However, bikurim yochichu, maybe there's another reason to think that you shouldn't be able to do this is because bikurim will disprove this idea. Bechor is not the right address, but maybe Bikurim can show that even something which doesn't need to have dam, and the dam and the Emurim and the Mizbeach can only be eaten when the Beis HaMikdash is there. So Meisr Sheni also, even though there's no dam and no Emurim, maybe it can only be when the Beis HaMikdash is there. No, because Ma'ala Bikurim, she can't do it in Anacha. Bikurim, you have to go and put it in front of the Mizbeach. Meisr Sheni doesn't have to do that. So therefore, you can't learn out that Meisr Sheni is limited only when there's the Beis HaMikdash. We can't knock up the thought to be bringing even nowadays with the base of Migdash just from din, from logic. Therefore, we need a pasuk. Tamid lomar v'achalta lifnei Hashem elokecha, and it says you shall eat before Hashem your God. And that seems to be pretty straightforward. Read the pasuk. V'chata v'nei Hashem ha'kecha b'makom asher yivcha l'shakin shmo sham. Ma'isir degan cha tirocha v'yitzarecha v'chores v'korecha v'tzornecha l'man tilmad l'yiras Hashem ha'lokecha b'chol hayom. It says Rashi v'fikach ton bias. Therefore, you have to have a bias. Now, Rashi points out, l'kamei parach is going to ask, ma'ishta b'chor de pshita lei o ma'isir mibay lei. Why is it pashit by b'chor? And ma'isir, it's a question we're going to see in a second. But the point is, nonetheless, from this pasuk, we say, ma'isir sheini b'zman when you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, no good. Ma'akish ma'isir l'b'chor. We make a hekish ma'isir to b'chor. Ma'b'chor eino elo lefnei bias. Right? Just like the b'chor is only eaten in front of the bayis and the Beis HaMikdash there, af meiser enu ela lefnei habayis. So to meiser is only lefnei habayis. In that pasuk over there, what do? We brought in there a few things, and one of them though is bechor, and the other one is meiser sheni. So therefore, we have a hekish of those two things together. And just like we know the bechor can't, so too this also can't. All right. Then if it was so that Rabbi Shmuel would say that the psukim themselves are also ma'akev, because we started by saying over here, right? How do we start off today? But we said bikurim, by bikurim hanach is ma'akev, but kriya is not. Now, if it's really true, you want to say that the reading is also, then lifroch ma'ale bikurim she can't win in kriya vanacha. He should have also said, you know, that he could have knocked it out by saying, well, how could you compare bikurim, which you have to have the reading and placement, whereas Meisr Sheni doesn't have that. But he didn't mention that. Only thing he said over there was the concept of placing it over there, which is basically showing that the reading is not an essential part of it. Okay. In a chinam, we see that it's not ma'akev, but mitzvah mileka. There's no mitzvah. You know, there's at least a mitzvah to do it. It says Rashi, if you came with the mitzvah, ikin nifrach nami, he created the mitzvah. Right? So he says, mitzvah mileka. There's at least a mitzvah to go ahead and to read these psukim, and not to eat the bekorim before you go ahead and you read these psukim. So since it says that's the case, you should wait. V'leim mitzvah v'lifroch. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel should mention the mitzvah and then knock it out. In other words, they're getting nitpicky on the wording here. So you should have said, how can you compare it, you know, to Bikurim, which has to have it placed in front of the Mizbech. And L'chadchila, you should go ahead and you should be saying these psukim, but Meister Sheni doesn't have those type of things. Says Rashi, right? V'kivim the mitzvah, y'kinifrach nami kriya the mitzvah. Elam Ravashi, kivim the ikar bikurei hager, since there's a case of Bikurim of a ger, right, and when he goes and he brings it, deboy lemeimer asher nishpa Hashem lavoseinu. He would have to say it's part of the things I say before Hashem that I've come to this land that Hashem has promised to our fathers. Velo matzi amar, but he can't say such a thing because it's not true. Then therefore lo psikale, he couldn't say it straight up as a chiyav. He couldn't because see across the board, you know that's what we do because a ger wouldn't say that. Rashi says umi be Yisrael afilu kuva ika lemeimer. Maybe Taka, they would even say that you would have to do it if you're born as a Jew. But the point is that we want to give a case which is going to be across the board for everything. He only mentioned the idea of Hanacha because there's no exception over there. Is why it can't be eaten when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. But he didn't want to mention the other one because it wouldn't be by a ger. Now, we tried to go ahead and to say that Meiser Sheni can't be learned out logically, learned out from Bechor or Bikurim, because each one has its own shtickle. But you know what we say? We often say, etc. So why don't we do that over here? Right? Rashi says, V'neder dina v'nesi b'manatzad. Lama li the Akesha. Why do you have to bring in a hekesh over here? Name of a chor yochiach v'chazer din atzad ha-shav ha-shaben sh'sto'unin avas makom ve'enin no'agin elofnei abayis. And tzad mizbeach, oh, let's read inside. It says the Gemara, v'leder din of a tzitzi b'ma atzad. Right? That the Bechor and Bikurim have. Even though Bechor and by themselves and Bikurim can by itself knock it out, let's say, like just like Bechor and Bikurim, they have a tzad shava that they have to be in Yerushalayim, but only when they have the Beis HaMikdash. So to Meiser Sheni, which also has to be in Yerushalayim, only even when there's a Beis HaMikdash. After the Gemara Mishum to Ikel HaMifrach, because you can knock it out by saying, Ma tzad shava shaben, shkin yishpen tzad mizbeach. There's another tzad shava that can be made, that therefore you don't have to learn out this one to be able to compare them. And that each one have a tzad mizbeach. Right? The Bechor has to have its blood and imurim that I put on the Mizbech, and the Bikurim must be put in front of the Mizbech. And Meiser Sheni doesn't have any Mizbech involved at all, therefore he can't be learned from them, therefore Yishmael had to come up with a Pasuk in order to show that Meiser Sheni nowadays does not apply based off the Hekesh of Meiser Sheni to Bechor. We started off this Gemara by trying to find a Makor that Meiser Sheni is not eaten nowadays, and but when it comes to Bechor, we said it as like a Pashat that it's not. It says Rashi, Mai Kasavar, the Gemara says, Mai Kasavar, Haitana, the Pshita Le Bechor, Tzvemi Meiser. Why is that more simple to him than Meiser? It says Gemara, Mai Kasavar. I Kasavar Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Lashayt of Kitchel Lassad Lavo, if he's of the opinion that Kedusha Rishona. And that is, that when the Beis HaMikdash was sanctified when it came into existence, right? That it's sanctified for its time and for all future times. Then afilu b'chor nami. Then even the b'chor can also be in Yerushalayim nowadays. So why would you say that it can't be in Yerushalayim? You can have a kedusha rishona kitchel l'shaita, but lo kitchel l'shaita. It's not kitchel l'shaita. Then afilu b'chor nami tibai. Then even about b'chor, it should also be asked as a question whether or not you can eat it nowadays, because if it's not kishud las lava, maybe there's a reason you can do it. It says Rashi that ikas of kedusha rishona shall buy his kishud l'shaita v'kishud las lava ki hichi de sfira lei b'kedusha sa'aretz, just like kedusha sa'aretz v'kami ba'ilei mikarina behashta below choma lefnei Hashem elokecha, when there's no walls, it's still called in front of Hashem your God. Olo v'kapashet meiser mibachor. I feel Bechor Nami. You know, you're coming and asking, speaking of Meiser and not Bechor, right? Then Pardon, it's going to be poshtim. Obviously, that but Meisa, you would the mechor also. If the mechor nami yikarev v'yochal, the ha man de isle kitchel laasid lavo svir lei makrivim afal pishein bias. Kedem Megillah nikreis and daf yud. I'm an aleph for those who just finished Megillah. Again, I keep doing that. Anyway, a feel the mechor nami. And ikas of a kedusha rishonah kitchel shatav al kitchel lasavon. If he says not, that's the case. As Rashi says, because of a kedusha bias butla mi bayilei b'meiser. And now. The question about Meisr Sheni, Hove Eino Tzarech Labayis, since it doesn't need to be some Migdash, Imes Eichel B'Yushalayim Lefnei Hashem, Karina Bey, if it's called Lefnei Hashem, if you didn't Yushalayim, Ilo, if not, and if you Bechor Nami, Ki Ha Gavna, we should say that, Ki Ha Gavna, Ti Bailey should ask him also the same question. If you go on Bechor, Shein Nizrak Domo, the Chor of Habayis, let's say Bechor where you sprinkle the blood, and then the Bayis was destroyed, Vadayin B'Saro Kaim, you still have the meat. Mao Shechlu, it's like, it's a very specific case, but the point is that we sprinkle the blood in a way that it's supposed to be, but now, you know, can you go ahead and you still, can you eat it? I feel the b'chor nami tiba. You should ask also the b'chor. Samar avina liolam kasav kitchel sata v'lo kitchel asalava. Really, the opinion of he holds, Rabbi Shmuel holds. I think it's Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah, Rabbi Shmuel holds. It's l'shaita v'lo kitchel asalava, and there's no bias. Doesn't have a kedusha anymore. Okay, so then. I'm talking about a case where they threw the dam before the korban. The korban bias the dam b'saro kaim, and then the basar is still there. Makshinim b'saro l'damo. And what we do is, he says you can't eat it because you make a hekesh between the basar and the dam. Not damo b'mizbeach, just like the blood is. It can only work if the mizbeach is there. Apasar b'mizbeach. So the basar can only be eaten if the mizbeach is there. And then we go out and we make a hekesh of Meisr Sheni to Bechor and learn that it's just like the Bechor, the meat can't be eaten without the Bechor, so to Meisr Sheni can't be there either. Says Rashi that Amar Avinu Leolam Kasavar Lo Kitzu V'Hacha De Kapashit Lei L'Meisr Mi Bechor B'Bechor She'enu Tzarech L'Bayis Domi De Meisr Askinan. The reason it's pashit they don't have it is because you make a hekesh of the basar to the dam. The chsivis damam tizrok al mizbech upsaram yelacha yelach v'yelaf minei b'shal shehiru uya lezukas dam ata ochel es habasa. When you can go and throw you the meat. V'lo mishenaro samizech, but not when it's destroyed. And then it makes the next hekesh, and therefore my sheni also can't be having the time of this nobis and migdash. Frak the Gemara, v'chidaver alamid behekish, chozer melamid behekish? Is it such a thing? Rashi says, v'chidaver alamid behekish min adam, chozer umelamid al hamayser behekish, ha kaim alam bezvachem be'ezu mekoman, she'en lamidim bekachem, lamid min alamid. We don't go and extend one thing to the next. And for the Gemara, right? So therefore, you can't go ahead and say, we learn basar from dam, and then ma'aser sheni from basar. You don't go that far. That's right, as the Gemara says over there in Zvachim. And for the Gemara, ma'aser dagon chulin hu. Now the ma'aser of dagon, meaning ma'aser sheni, is chulin. So this whole issue of this two-step matzav over here would work in such a case, because it only applies by kachim when it's a problem, but not by hektar. Rashi says, "V'chulin lamidim lamid min alamid." And when it comes to chulin, we do that. Beep, turn the page. Your test on the base. Says the Gemara, "Ha nichleman damer baser lamid azlina na." Rashi says, "Pluk the hebeiz mekaman the machlokas neiz mekaman." Let me just finish this off, and I'll explain. Let me first explain. There is a machlokas when we are discussing this concept of this two-step process as per whether or not, how do we decide whether or not it's considered kodesh or not, kodesh or not kodesh, as per whether or not we can continue it or not. The question is, do we go basar lamed or do we go basar melamed? So now the Gemara says, Hanicha laman da amar basar lamed azlinan. This works nicely according to one who says that whether or not you want to call it two sage hekesh is one of a hektish shtekel. Whether we follow the subject that learns through the second hekesh. Right, so if that thing is not hektish, then it's not considered a case of sacrificial law, even if the first hekesh is made between two things that are. El lamanda amar. According to one who says we go according to melamed, the one that teaches it, then ma'ikel me'emar. Now we have ourselves a problem. Now this is a hektish issue over here, and therefore you shouldn't be able to pull a two-step move over here. right? Because we would say that the source for the second Hekesh, that the meat of the Bechor, is considered a sacrificial law, even though the law that we're trying to hit up, Ma'aser Sheni, is not, and therefore we can't use this two-step Hekesh. And then Hodja Kosha L'Duchter, back to our original question, about how do we learn that Ma'aser Sheni can't be eaten when you don't have the Beis HaMikdash? And for the Gemara, Dam U'Basar Chadam Ilsehi. Blood and meat are one thing. The blood of the Bechor and its meat, which we connect to this original Hekesh, are two things of the same carbon. So since the first Hekesh doesn't extend the law to a different thing, but it's just defining the law of the Bechor by itself, the second one extending the law to another one is allowed to happen, it's allowed to go through, and we are now good. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah, we had mentioned, kachim chutz lekloyim, right? And that is, this is, they're going to get malchus for, and that's somebody who eats kachim, chutz lekloyim, literally outside of the curtains, which is the azara. Yeah, so somebody has kachim, well, not just that, right? It's just kachim, chutz l'klayim or kachim kalim u'maiser sheni chutz l'choma outside of the walls of Yerushalayim tanina chadizimna. That says the Gemara. Hold on 1 second. Maiser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. We ought to learn that. And daf yud gimel. If we had over there that someone who's a maiser sheni rehekta shalom niftu, that this is a bit of a problem. This is going to be, you're going to get malchus, right? But no kares. Ma'aser sheni back to shalom niftu. I'm Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. Seifa b'ma'aser sheni tahor v'gavra tahor deka achil chutz lechoma. The seifa, meaning the mishnah on Yud Zayin, because apparently it's one big mishnah Yud Gimel and Yud Zayin. The seifa, the second part of this mishnah, the mishnah Yud Zayin, is talking about ma'aser sheni that's tahor, and the person that you're dealing with is tahor. Deka achil chutz lechoma. And it's talking about where he eats it outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. And it's saying about Ma'aser Sheni that it's fit for consumption and the person who's ready to eat it, he's going to get malchus if he eats it outside of Yerushalayim. But going back to your gimel, the reisha b'Ma'aser Sheni tamei, it's the stuff is tamei, v'gavratam, the person is tamei, v'kachal b'Yerushalayim, he goes and he eats that stuff, even though he's eating it in Yerushalayim, the problem is that it wasn't redeemed, you know, podeh, and that in Eden, and therefore you get malchus if either the Ma'aser Sheni or the person that's eating it are tamei. When we know the mechayev alei mishum tuma, frankly, Gemara, where do we know that one's going to get malchus over Ma'aser Sheni, eating Ma'aser Sheni? That is tamei. The tababanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo biarti mimenu bitamei. Right, when he goes and he says this whole kriya that he says, Ma'aser Sheni, one of the lashonos that said is, I have not consumed any of it in tuma. Right, which means I didn't eat. I haven't eaten any of the Ma'aser Sheni. Bein shani tamei bein shu v'hu tahor bein shani tahor v'hu tamei. Either way, v'eichan musar l'achila. And where is one actually warning against eating Ma'aser Sheni while he is, while he or it tamei? Get ready, any odea. Frank the Gemara, what are you talking about? Tumas agup behedik stiv. The warning against eating Ma'aser Sheni with being tamei on your body is written straight up. It's a pasuk. Nefesh asher tiga bo v'tama ada arev v'lo yochel min hakachim. The person who touches it, something which becomes makes him tummy, will be tummy until evening. He can't eat from kachim, right? For his sister to go to the mikvah and all that stuff. Like the pasuk says, tama ada arev v'lo yochel min hakachim kiyam rachatz b'sar b'mayim. Right. So what are you talking about? And we know that kachim is also talking about, what is it discussing? What is it referencing? It's talking about ma'aser sheni. And therefore, it's just straight up that a person who's tamei can't have ma'aser sheni. Ella tumas atzmo minayin. It wants to know, where do we learn out the warning against eating ma'aser sheni when it's in its own state of tuma, but the person that's eating it is actually tahor, that it itself is tamei. And for the Gemara, Talmud lomar lo suchal le'echol b'sharecha. And for the pasuk says, you can't eat it in your cities, meaning outside of Yerushalayim. Etc. Right?
Etc.
And then it says, in reference to the Bechor, that gets a mum. It says, Rashi, Bechor bal mum, b'sharecha tochlanu, le'elmi ne'ksiv ki'yeh bo mum. So in that case, it says that you can eat outside of in your cities. The person who's tummy and the person who's tower, yachtav together, go and do it. So we now have a connection between Maaser Sheni and a Bechor that is tummy. And we are not done. V'tanya devir Rabbi Shmuel, that afilu tummy v'tar ochlin b'ka'ar achas v'ein choshim. What does that mean, yachtav together? It's saying that it's even mutter for a tummy person and a tar person to eat that of a Bechor bal mum from a single plate, and don't be worried about tumah, meaning that the tummy person can eat it even though he himself is tummy, and although when he touches it, it's going to make that which is there, it's going to make it, the tar person is, you know, Hashem Ya'azor. The tummy person can eat it even though he himself is tummy, and although when he touches it, he's going to contaminate that which is on the plate. The tar person can then eat it even though it's now it itself became tame. So when it says in your cities together, it's teaching that bodily tuma or its own tuma, neither the one of them is going to stop you from being able to go ahead and eat. Vika Amar Rachmana, and the Torah says that hech tame dish. When the pasuk goes and says you can't eat in your gates by Maaser Sheni, what it's saying is Heich Tami Deshari La Gabe Taor Hasam, that which I allow the tummy person to, you know, to eat together with the Taor person, reference to the body or the thing itself, about the Bechor, Hacha Lo Seichel. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, no, you can't eat like that. And therefore, when it says you can't eat in your outlying cities, the Maaser Sheni of your grain is teaching the Isser against eating Maaser Sheni, it itself is Tame. So where we're standing now is we're explaining the difference between Yud Gimel and Yud Zayin is that the first mission, which says Maaser Sheni, that wasn't redeemed, that you get Malkus for, that's talking about it's talking about unredeemed Maaser Sheni, it's in Yerushalayim while you're Tame, which sounds like it wasn't redeemed, but in theory it could be redeemed even though it was in Yerushalayim. Uminolan de Bar Padil. How do we know it's Bar Padil? Rashi says Maaser Sheni, Shenitma, the Amr of the Masishan, Shalon, Ifta, Mechlau, the Boy Parik. It wasn't, which means if you want, you can, but for Yerushalayim, Dafagav the Maaser Sheni Tar, and on Ifta Yerushalayim, even though Maaser Sheni Tar is not Nifta in Yerushalayim, it can't be redeemed. In Yerushalayim, Yosef, ki yirchok mimcha, nasata bekesa, perichok makam, etapod, velo bekir of makam. Right? So, we know in the back of the video, if it's tame, the Amma Rabbi Elazar says, I mean, nine lamaitzer sheni shenitma, sepod no sal fil bishalayim, how you became, my sheni became tame, you can be told, pod, even in Yerushalayim, tamalom, ki lo suchal seeso. Pasuk says that you can redeem it because you are unable. The ain seis ela achila, and seis means eating. Says Rashi Vachgamer Kra Ki Yerchak Mimcha Shei Maaser Tahor Chutz Yerushalayim or Afilu Lub Yerushalayim Ela Sheiyat Hayochal Ochlo Shenitma V'Nesata Bekesef. Then you can go do it. Shenemar V'Yisam Asos Meis Panav. Like the pasuk says, and he served them portions from before them. So we see that Maaser Sheni can't be eaten because it's tummy. You can redeem it even in Yerushalayim Ir Hakodesh. Amar Rabbi Amar Ravasi Minayin LaMaaser Sheni Tahor Shepodin Oso Afilu B'Psia Achas Chutz L'Choma. How you can redeem it even if you're 1 foot right outside of the walls. Rashi says Alkav D'Chsev Yirchak. It sounds like, well, it's very far away. You have to understand. When you take off Maaser Sheni, you want to bring it. You can have 1,000 apples with you, right? 1,000 pounds of grain. So what do? You sell it. You take that money. You bring it to Yerushalayim, buy stuff there, and then you go and eat it. So it sounds from Lashon of Yirchak, right? The Mashma Tuva has to be a lot. Tamar Lomer Ki Lo Suchal Se'eso, and also Levi'a Lufnei Menachoma, the cost of Lo Tala Dava Berichok. It's not going to how far it is. Ella Benetila, how much you can take it. The Kolzman De'ikal Me'afad, as long as you still have to do that, Akate Netila V'av even if it's 1 foot outside. Back in the Gemara, because it says because you're unable to carry it, right? So it all depends on the carrying and not how far it is. such are over here. It says Rashi, La Maiser Sheni Shenitma. We need to teach us that din over here, that Maiser Sheni, which is Tamei, is not able to be eaten, can be redeemed even your Shalayim. So how are you using it to teach another din? Im Kain, if that's true, then Lamer Kar Lo Sucha Le Ochlo. Maiser Eso. Why does it say Eso? Right? So it must, which means carrying it. And then for the Torah is teaching us also that just being outside, not only far away, is enough to be able to go and redeem it. For example, let's say that the whole thing is coming to do, and not like a realizer teaches us at all about the Maiser Sheni that's Tame, you can be Podet. No, Im Kain, Limakra, Lo Sucha Litlo, you can't take it. Maiser Eso, Shram Entirety. We learn at both these dinim over here. That even if it's a foot outside Yerushalayim, you can be Podet, and if it's Maiser Sheni that's Tame, even in Yerushalayim, you can go ahead, you can be Podet. Yosef, Rav Chani, Rav Oshaya, Vakami Baile, they sat and they asked the following question. Apischa do Yerushalayim out. What is it did about Maiser Sheni at the entrance of Yerushalayim? Right? So he's carrying it. And what's the circumstance is that a person is carrying a whole load of Maiser Sheni and you began entering the city. Can it be redeemed? It's obvious that if he's outside the walls of Yerushalayim, but the load of Maiser Sheni is inside, right? He's carrying it in front of him and it went through, like went over the threshold, then the walls have already like swallowed it up. Therefore, you can't redeem anymore. What if he steps inside, but the wearing a knapsack and it's all still outside? The pasuk says, "Maaser Sheni, you can be podet when it's distant from you." What does it mean, from you? Mimiluacha. From the word male, the thing that extends and flows out. Rashi says, "Mikol miloi shelcha u'masa shel adam chashiv milo." The packet someone's carrying is considered an extension of him, right? So therefore, in such a case, he's no longer allowed to be podet. Boy, Rav Papa asks one last question. Nakit le bekanyamai. If he's carrying the Maiser Sheni behind him on a stick, then what's the din? Right? Do we consider the stick also an extension of the person or not? And for the Gemara, teku, we leave that unanswered. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.